I was 41 before it was legal.
Right.
Before it started to be legal, you know, this ridiculous 67 Act. We're just doing a thing on it in the ODL newsletter. Yeah. I wrote a poem on it at the time, which hopefully will be in the newsletter.
Oh, great. Yeah.
O commons and peers of this land, how grand your virtue. We know it hurt you to pass that act. The law did not affect one jot what we were doing, but since repeal, it's good to feel it's legal screwing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So before it was legal screwing, and it was dangerous. I mean,
I've been arrested twice.
Have you really?
Yeah. Once in a sauna, this is I suppose about 30 years ago now, I can't remember. There was a sauna at Notting Hill Gate, which I used to go to every week, you know, a private sauna. And one day we were all in there, and two coachloads of policemen, literally had two coaches, came in and arrested one policeman for every single one of us, and arrested us. They'd had a guy in there the day before observing, and then they came back and arrested us all. So I ended up at the Old Bailey. Because when I was charged, it was buggery, which was too serious for a magistrate. Have you ever heard anything so ridiculous? So I had to go to an Old Bailey Court number 2 with four others who were all considered serious offenders and so on. Yeah. It didn't really bother me because I didn't feel guilty about it. Mm. I've never felt guilty about sex. That's one thing I'm terribly grateful to my parents for. They never mentioned the subject, and I think it was just a general thing. I probably have a too small a sense of guilt, but I've never felt guilty about sex. I knew it ought to had to be hidden and all that sort of thing, but actually, and so when I was, you know, up in court, one of my fellow accused told me, we were arrested, I think, in February, and it came up in November. You know, and he told me he hadn't been able to have sex from the time of his arrest to the time of the trial. Outrageous. I mean, you know, that's self-oppression. I was living in Walthamstow at the time, and at the top of the road I lived in, there was across the road there was this sort of trolling area, which was, you know, a bit like the Heath, only on a much smaller scale. Anyway, I went in there one night, and I was caught in the entrapment process. The guy I went for was a policeman. So they arrested me and took me to there, and they charged me with sexual assault and kept me in prison for the night. And nothing to read, it was so boring. And my friends were all panicking, you know, wonder what happened to me, of course, and so on. Anyway, to cut a long story short.
No, don't cut it short. Tell me.
All right. Well, I didn't. They wanted me to admit it, of course, but I never. You know, I know very well you never admit anything. So I got a solicitor in, you know, who sat there, and when they interviewed me, it was no comment or whatever, and stuff. She told me, and so they gave up with having wasted their time, and off I went. And I had a chat with my solicitor, and he told me a couple of months later, I think it was, that they changed the charge of sexual assault to assault. He couldn't understand this because I hadn't laid hands on him or anything, you know. And he didn't understand it at all. But anyway, that's what they'd done. And then eventually the day came and I went up to the magistrate's court, you know, and they'd offered me a binding over. I don't know if you know anything about these technical things. If a binding over is just an agreement you enter into, and if it goes through, you know, you pass through your time without anything, there's nothing on your record. So I accepted it. And thinking it over later, obviously, they didn't want it to come out in court what they'd been doing, that I'd been entrapped. Because I think by that time it was already against Home Office guidelines. Mm-hmm.
When did you, can you remember when you first would have gone on a gay pride march? Right at the beginning?
No, I was on the committee originally years ago.
Really? When it first started? The
organising committee, not at the beginning, but I joined it a few years later. Yeah.
So it would have probably started 71, I think, was the first gay pride march.
Really?
So what are we talking, mid-70s, late 70s?
Yeah.
And what encouraged you to be on that committee?
I just thought I ought to, you know, and I wanted to help, and you know, and I have certain skills, you know, writing and that sort of thing, so I wanted to use them. I remember that was the year we tried writing to all sorts of gay people asking for money, and Tom Robinson was around too. That probably dates it for you.
79.
Is it?
Glad to Be Gay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and did you enjoy those days, those marches, the atmosphere? Or was it still a bit scary?
I can't honestly say I enjoyed it. No, it was more a duty. I remember, do you remember one year they had the afterward party in Jubilee Park?
Right.
If you know where Jubilee Park is. It's the other side of Waterloo Bridge, isn't it?
So I'm trying to think exactly. It was before it went to Kennington. Because it went down to Kennington after a while. Anyway, what happened at Jubilee Park?
Well, it's quite a small park.
Right.
And the noise was so appalling that I couldn't even go inside the park.
Oh.
I respect my eardrums. I detest pop, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, so that's what mainly put you off.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't get any good feeling about being on the march and marching with other people?
Yeah, I guess I did, yeah. It didn't make me want to get closer to them. But yeah, I guess I felt, you know.
But in some ways, you're obviously not mainstream political, but you're political with a small p, in that you've been involved in important gay, you know, groups and movements.
I think that's important for us. We've got to stand up for ourselves because nobody else will. And I'm quite aggressive, really, about straight society. I haven't forgiven it for what it's done to gays in the past, and I never will. You know. I mean, yeah, my two best friends are straight and they're very pleasant people and so on. But I've got a down on straights and I'm quite happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's quite unbelievable what gays have been through.
Mm.
And it's mad. You know, one tries to think of a reason for it.